Hockey Talk with Boomer. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Wills in the Morning is brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Save thousands on over 300 new vehicles at the Fleet Cancellation Special Purchase Event. You could win a $15,000 car of cash. Shop or GeoShops. VarsityChrysler.com.
Find a way, Flames. Do it again. Willsy last night. That's right. You got it.
He didn't like you stealing
no,
his
phrase.
No,
he hated that, apparently.
Say, find the way, Flames. Oh,
screw you.
Hang it up.
Mahlberg.
There.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Are you?
Hanging in there.
Only hanging in? What's the matter, batter?
Wow. Should have maybe said it better.
Should have eaten better?
Yes. Maybe too much.
I feel terrible. I'll tell you why coming up later. Derek Wills.
Are you there?
Yet another...
hung up on me.
Well...
DeForest does that.
DeForest, he's...
Doesn't take no...
What'd you say to him?
Guff.
Unpredictable. Unpredictable.
Told me it was Pinder's fault.
Yeah. Well, that is the role in
That's
here.
How the show goes. Yeah.
they get it done. I don't know. Of all the interesting and quirky and odd things that we've seen this year, somebody should have kept a diary with all of the Brody backhand off the top of the net beats Tuukka Rask. They beat the Boston Bruins coming back from 3-0 and down 4-0 against the Senators. They find a way to get a point in. Last night, the shot goes off of Goligoski and in, and then Diaz goes around the horn and scores, and they hold on, and all of this, just yet another improbable victory and moment for the Flames.
Yeah, I actually thought they were pretty good in the first 10 minutes. The first 10 minutes last night reminded me a lot of the first 10 minutes on Sunday versus the Predators, where the Flames gave up the first goal on the second shot, but were playing well, and I wasn't too worried. And then they battled back and tied it before the 10-minute mark. And on Sunday, they went on to play one heck of a hockey game, and they win 5-2. Well, last night, a little different story. They gave up the first goal on the first shot, and even though they played pretty well in the first 10 minutes, the Stars really turned it on after that. In the second half of the first period, the first half of the second period, they were just fantastic. But they only had a 2-1 lead. And during a commercial break, I said, I've seen this movie before. One team should have a larger lead. They can't get it. The other team scores a weird one and they tie it. And then you know what Lou says? He goes, yeah, watch him put it off somebody's pants and tie the game at 2. And literally seconds later, the Flames put it off somebody's pants and they tie the game at 2. And I've never seen a team that really feeds off momentum like this group. Have you guys?
I have, and I was asking Boomer that earlier. I don't know that I've seen a group that emotionally gets such a boost from a single play, because I really thought they were good for a dozen minutes last night, and yet they get 2 points.
Yeah, they found a way. The old find-a-way Flames found a way again last night, but that was quite a seven-minute stretch there where they scored the 3 goals. And how about that goal by Rafa Diaz? Something I never thought I would say was that Rafa Diaz or Bobby Orr? And I found myself saying that last night. What a goal.
Yeah, and it was not just, in a way, it wasn't just that he did it. It was also that he thought to do it, because we were laughing about it this morning. Probably one of the things that Rafa Diaz has been told to do is not take chances. Just stay. Don't pinch. Don't do anything unnecessary. Just don't get scored on. And here, you know, break down Broadway, he can skate right to the net and then holds on and then does the wraparound. The fact that he had the confidence to do it and then pull it off was almost equally as impressive to me.
Yeah, Boomer, you bring up a great point, because the Flames' top four defensemen have the green light to go whenever they want. But when the third pairing is on the ice, and Bob Hartley's told us this before, if that pairing is even, that's good. That means they did their job. And when you look at the last 8 games prior to last night, the Flames' third pairing of David Schlemko and Rafa Diaz was a combined +8. So they were doing their job, but You know, Rafa saw an opening and made a heck of a move and was very patient on the play and scored one of the best goals I've seen this season. And the funny thing is, he hadn't scored a goal or produced a point in the previous 25 games. And then he goes out and scores one of the nicest goals in the National Hockey League this season. And that was obviously a big one. And then another nice goal by Johnny Gaudreau, who is once again the National Hockey League's rookie scoring leader after picking up 2 points last night. So I know they weren't the better of the two teams in that game against the Stars, but they had their moments and they found a way to pick up a pair of points.
I said to Boomer and Pinder earlier that, and I'm not a history buff, but this Hudler Gaudreau Monahan line has to be right up there with the best lines to have ever played for a Calgary Flames team.
Yeah, and what a month Yuri Hudler is having, Red. If I'm not mistaken, he's 1 point away from tying the franchise record for most points in a month. And right now, he has 23 points in the month of March, which is 6 more than any player in the National Hockey League. If he's not the first star, I'll be shocked. I mean, I know a lot of people are probably thinking that the Senators' Andrew Hammond deserves to be, but you're not hearing as much about the old Hamburglar of late. I'm not sure if Mayor McCheese threw him in the penalty box, but you know, he's kind of cooled off, and Hudler's heating up. And another multi-point game for the Flames for 24 last night. He's up to 71 points this season. And when you take a look at the NHL scoring race, he is now seventh in the league in points. What a year he's had. And that's been, yeah, you're right, one heck of a line. And are there any, thinking back, are there any lines that you would compare it to?
Wow. You got to go back a long way. I mean, Lanny McDonald scored 65 one year. So, I mean, just a different era. But, like, even the Iginla, it was Iginla, Conroy, McCammon. They weren't. I mean, you had Iggy that was just dominating, but he was doing it on his own.
And you know what? There's kind of a difference between points and chemistry.
Yeah.
This line has chemistry. They know where each other
they
is.
They enter the zone and they can. Yeah. They zip it around.
You're right, because McCammon, Conroy, and Iginla, they combined maybe had similar points, but it was on the back of Iginla. It was a one-trick pony. All three, you've got two 29 goal scorers, and one guy's got 22 or 23, whatever it is, 22 after last night. Equally dangerous, and I just feel like the chemistry on that line is almost hard to beat.
I agree, and you know what's exciting? One guy's 20 and the other guy's 21. They're only going to get better. And Yuri's having a career year at 31. So, or 32 now. So, I mean, it's been fantastic to watch those three guys go. And they deserve a lot of credit for what happened last night. But whether you like the first two goals or not, I think Jonas Hiller deserves a lot of credit as well. Because how many times this season has he given up a goal or two? And you say, well, he can't give up another one. And then he doesn't give up another one. And last night after the Stars went up 2-1, you thought, he can't give up another one. And he didn't, not until it was too late.
Interesting. Where do we go from here then? Is it automatically Hiller in St. Louis, which is going to be, you know, the one that has been highlighted for some time on the road trip? That's going to be the toughest game they've got?
It's a good question, and I'm not sure. I'm not sure that's written in stone. I wondered if he would go back to Cariramo yesterday. It was a back-to-back, and it really was tough to get a read on the goaltender in that game against the Predators because the forwards and defensemen were so good for the Flames, and Hiller had a handful of tough saves to make, but didn't have to be great in that hockey game. So I really had a tough time kind of giving him a grade in that game. But last night, obviously, those first two goals, maybe ones that he'd like to have back. I'm not saying they were bad goals, but maybe had a chance to make great saves on them and didn't. But he shut the door when it mattered most, and I would probably go back to him. But you don't know. They've got 2 days to rest up and get ready for the Blues. The Blues, you know, are going to be pretty irked after what happened last night. They end up losing 4-1 to the Canucks and don't do the Flames any favors. So it's going to be a tough game on Thursday night. But I must admit, the one I'm most worried about on this trip is Saturday. The last game of a long road trip can be a tricky one. And the Oilers, you know how much they'd love to play the role of spoiler against their provincial rival.
I was just thinking, the Flames are now, sometimes you get so close and it feeds itself, right? Like, obviously, they're excited and they want to get in, but they've got to be looking at it going, it's kind of like a playoff, well, it's playoff hockey, blah, blah, blah. But it really is like a playoff series where you've got a team down, say, 3-1. LA's that team.
Mm-hmm.
You have a chance. Even though it's St. Louis and they're the Blues and it's You are standing there right now going, I can end this. I can put an end to this. I could be coming home Saturday night with in pretty much locked up. You win in St. Louis and you go to Edmonton and just play hard. As much as you worry about that game, if you're that close and I'm sitting in that room, I know what my mindset is. Put them away. I'm not worried about having I'm not going to have a let up right now. I've got the playoffs on the line. Put them away. And I feel like that this team has that mentality.
Yeah, I hope they do. And that's actually a really good way to look at it. They've got 5 games to go, Rhett. So let's call it a best of 3 series. Because I think if they go 3-2, they're in. Would you guys agree?
Yeah, I think if they go even 2-1-2, I think because that will take them to 97 points.
It's our magic number, Will. So we like 97.
I like 97. If they go 2-1-2, a win against St. Louis is essentially like almost putting the dagger in the LA
Kings. A win against St. Louis is like...
It's like a playoff series.
Because everyone right now has that as a loss. Not for sure, but you're looking at it going, that one's probably one that you're not going to get. You got to beat Arizona and Edmonton and then somehow get points out of those last two. No. You got 2 days to rest up. St. Louis, I don't care. Yeah, they're really good, but...
You don't like that matchup, though.
I don't like the matchup, but I don't know that I love LA or Winnipeg matchup any better.
Yeah.
Win in St. Louis. Win in St. Louis, and you can go into Edmonton on Saturday night basically locking up a playoff spot.
Yeah, and with the way the Blues have dominated the Flames in 2 games this season, maybe, just maybe, they take them a little bit lightly on Thursday, which would be a mistake. We've seen teams do that before, and it usually doesn't end well for them. But, yeah, if they could find a way to pick up a pair of points on Thursday, then the key, in my opinion, becomes make sure you don't step on a banana peel against the Oilers or the Coyotes. Those are 2 games that you should win and probably have to win. And if somehow you can win the next 3, then it might not matter what happens in the next 2. And that takes a little bit of the pressure off going down the stretch because, you know, the Kings, if they have a chance to get into the playoffs, they're going to be a tough out for the Flames. And that last game against the Jets, I can only imagine how loud that building's going to be. MTS Center, they might blow the roof off that place if the Jets have a chance to get into a playoff spot with a win in that one. So, yeah, the quicker you can get this done and over with, the better.
Thanks, Derek. Enjoy your day. We will chat again tomorrow. Again, off until Thursday, but we'll continue.
St. Louis is very boring. There's nothing to do.
Is there nothing to do there? What about barbecue? St. Louis ribs? They have ribs?
That elevator. Head over to East St. Louis if you could cross the river, Wilsey. It's a heck of a ride.
Yeah, I hear. Hey, when you guys get a chance, ask Kelly Rudy what he thinks of St. Louis.
Is that right? Big fan?
Oh, yeah. Great stories.
Yeah. Thanks, Derek. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Have a good one, guys.
Will's in the Morning is brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Save thousands on over 300 new vehicles at the Fleet Cancellation Special Purchase Event. You could win a $15,000 car of cash. Shop or geo shops. VarsityChrysler.com.
8:22, we break, come back. Games tonight, playoff implications, a desk, a heckler, and some math. It's all on the way. Yeah. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer talking sports in the morning. Text him now at 960-960. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Light it up.
Tuesday morning, 8:29. Boomer and Warner in the Morning. Pinder here as well. We got a lot to get to. I don't want to waste any time.
El Dorado.
It's not the way that... It's the wrong song.
Why don't
no.
You
absolutely not. It's not at all how that goes.
No, but that's fine.
I nearly died yesterday. I'm sure there's some people that maybe in terms like traffic
So why are we wasting our time talking about it? What do you mean, Big Boom?
Bought a desk. At home, we've got the one room kind of dedicated as an office, and my wife does all that stuff. But it's a disaster because the desk she's got, it's got about, you could fit a shoebox on top of where the desk is. Can't do anything. Got to get a desk. Kijiji bought a desk. Go to pick it up yesterday. And the final email from the guy says, hey, make sure you bring some tools to disassemble that bad boy. Like, bad boy. And it looked like a sturdy desk.
Solid.
This is one of those solid office industrial, like, it's a heavy desk.
So you have to go move this.
Well, the good thing was, is that it was only on the fourth floor. No and down the hall and around a couple corners.
You're telling me there was no elevator.
Well, there was, but even still. Now, I know people are not going to appreciate this, but this thing was so heavy and awkward. You know, it was more awkward than heavy, I guess. You know, when it's just kind of a little too far for the comfortable region, you can't. Well, you wouldn't because you got your stupid jungle arms, but your arms just aren't long enough to quite reach it, so you're just not there. So it's get it up. You got to tip it to get it out the door, then tip it to get and twist it to get it around this corner, and then twist it and then back up on its end to get into the elevator and then down and then into the box of the truck. And I got my stupid topper on there. I got to take the topper off.
You should have called your good buddy Pinder. He loves moving furniture.
That's all I've done.
I was two desks. They kind of go together in an L shape. By the time I'd and the guy helped me. By the time I got these
two... So you weren't alone.
No. By the time I got these two desks into the back of my truck and went back up to get my tools, he's having a conversation with me in the elevator. I can't talk. My lungs are burning.
Winded.
My back is absolutely seized. My lower back just locked tight.
So...
So yeah, it's like, so how about those Flames, eh? They're playing pretty well. Yeah.
So in the less than a month, you've hurt yourself picking up dog poo.
Yeah.
And moving.
Those were my hammies. My hammies and quads, still tight. And this one, my back, my neck and my back, absolutely.
I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to lend you my ball. Sit on the ball. Strengthen up those stabilizers.
I'm not sitting on your ball.
The thing about moving that's ridiculous is you might only go 20 steps and you're like, how am I sweating already? What is going on in my life that I'm sweating already? I can see the exit there. I'm halfway. I've got 20 steps. I'm drenched in sweat.
It was unbelievable.
Stabilizers, boys.
You know what it was, though? Honestly, kind of frightening. Because like I could go down right now. Because my lungs were burning.
Aspirin. Got your aspirin in your pocket.
Or maybe take a walk once in a while.
It's going to be more than a walk, buddy.
Well, you start with a walk.
Uphill.
Stop with the mayonnaise.
I like that. It's like, okay, well, before you start doing anything, you maybe go for a walk every day. It's like, what am I, 80? Yeah, I am. This came out yesterday. This went viral. This one went viral. I want to share it with you. You know, we've talked on this show about crazy hockey parents and people going over the line and all of this. This is a news story that started making the rounds yesterday.
To Corey Sims, heckling is a part of the game, just like fist fighting and losing teeth. Sims knows his antics get under everyone's skin, but he says, suck it up.
You know, if the hockey moms can't handle me yelling and heckling at the rinks, I think they should stick to crosswords and knitting. And if the young men, can't handle a bit of heckling at the rink, they should stick to tiddlywinks and PlayStation.
Junior B players are between 18 and 22, not kids, and old enough, Sim says, to block out his commentary. He's loud and obnoxious, he knows, but harmless, even though he was once accused of blocking an injured player from getting medical attention, something he denies.
In the paper, it said I told a lady that I was going to rip her head off and clean the ice with it. I mean, come on, that's disgusting. Besides that, I'm not a terrorist. That's like ISIS stuff. They use knives. She's like putting me out worse. Like I'm just going to rip her head off and wipe the ice with it. Come on.
The league doesn't have the authority to ban people from rinks, so instead, they sent Sims a letter asking him not to come to any more games. When the Conception Bay Junior Renegades thought he wouldn't listen, they forfeited a game and maybe their chances at a championship. Twin Rink says they've gotten complaints about the heckler Sims, but never from the Renegades hockey team. Sims has been banned from some rinks. Twin Rink says if he causes problems here, they'll toss him.
It's who I am. I'm a heckler.
He's a heckler.
Suck it up.
You know, if the hockey mobs can't handle me yelling and heckling at the rinks, I think they should stick to crosswords and knitting. And if the young boys, young men, I should say, can't handle a bit of heckling at the rink, they should stick to tiddlywinks and PlayStation.
Believe he's from Eastern Canada.
How do we not have clips of him heckling?
Why do you believe that?
I'm hearing a little something in his delivery.
He's loud and obnoxious, he knows, but harmless, even though he was once accused of blocking an injured player from getting medical attention, something he denies.
In the paper, it said I told a lady that I was going to rip her head off and clean the ice with it. I mean, come on, that's disgusting.
That is.
Besides that, I'm not a terrorist.
This is awesome.
And he's not even a dad.
He's just a super fan.
He's just a
big fan of.
Well, and again, that's who he is.
That's who I am. I'm a heckler.
He's a heckler.
Sounds like our boy out in Newfoundland there.
It does. Kind of sounds like Donnie.
Was Donnie's last name again?
Donnie Dunphy. Absolutely. We'll maybe get some Donnie Dunphy on the way out. The math for the Calgary Flames, we talked about a little bit there with Wills.
The young boys.
Yeah, the young boys. And the PlayStation. He's very proud of himself.
Tiddlywinks.
There, eh? Tiddlywinks. When's the last time you heard that?
I don't even know what that is.
Thanks, Uncle Orville. I play some tiddlywinks.
Sounds like Tommy Wingles.
A wee bit.
What are you talking about, math? You want me to blow your mind?
No. Well, here's the thing. We have, correctly or incorrectly, picked the number of as 97.
And I just changed, but that's what I was going to blow your mind with.
Oh, come
have
on,
you changed man. It?
96.
Why have you changed it?
Because LA is not going to get...
This is Donnie Dunphy. Go ahead. Don't get.
I'm distracted. LA's got 6 games.
Yep.
They're not going to get 9 out of 12 points.
But they could get 8.
And that's 97. Or 96.
Right. So,
and the row?
Row can change, though.
I'm telling you.
They have 6. Well, let's leave it at 97 just for the. Because we've stuck with that. And let's just. You can't change things. What you want? Take us for a jaunt. Honda 50, get her on the go, get her on the grab. I don't mind on the front. I don't mind on the back. Stop at the shop for a loaf of bread. Spent all our money on Nevadas instead.
Cherries. If you got beef with Dunphy, I wouldn't be so inclined. Cause I'm not friggin' around. And I'm just having a time, having a time, having a time. That's what I said, I'm just having a time. Breakfast, having a time. Wheelies, having a time. Headlocks, having a time. Drunk tank, not so much a time. If you got beef with Dunphy, end up with 2 black eyes. Your murder had it coming, and I'm still having a time. Hash, butter only. That's right. That's Donnie Dunphy.
Sorry, you're saying something, Rhett?
So again, 97 points for the Kings. They would need 4 wins, right? That's to get to 96.
That's 96. They need 9 out of 12.
So they would have to win 4 of their last 6 and more to get to 97. For the Flames, already at 91, they can go 3-1-1, 2-1-2.
500. I'm almost 96 gonna do it.
96 is interesting. The Kings schedule though, boys. I really tell me where they're gonna
stick that schedule.
You really can't.
I know you can't, but they've got one bloody team that's in the playoffs or not the Flames. That's it. Everyone else is a doormat. They've owned San Jose that's the last game of the year. San Jose will be playing for nothing.
Yeah, they'd love to.
There's two against Edmonton.
They'd love to stick it to L.A.
And Colorado's already golfing. This is a very easy schedule. You can't. And the Kings? You're writing off the Kings
thing
against
is,
five non-playoff teams down the stretch?
I'm not writing them off. I'm saying that even if they win, it's not up to them. Because the other teams can win.
I could see them winning 5 or 6, and that's 10 points. That's 98.
And you know what? If they do it,
then they deserve it.
Then you deserve it.
Yep. I'm not saying they're going to, but it's not inconceivable that they
not gonna happen.
Come well, let me, close to running the table against a lineup of teams that isn't that good.
But let me ask you this, though. Have you got beef with Dumphy?
No.
I'll say this once and I'll say it clearly. Dumphy's on the cup next to Danny Cleary. I'm Clyde, Brenda's Bonnie. You may drink like a fish, but a fish drinks like Donnie. Was gonna ask Brenda to marry me, but then wrestling came on. It was WWE. Come on, get down with the dumb persona. Case of beer, pack of darts, and the rest in bologna. So pour yourself a brew, cause I'm about to get surly. This one's for the boys out in Fort McMurray. You got beef with Dumphy. I wouldn't be so inclined, cause I'm not friggin' around, and I'm just having a time, having a time, having a time. That's what I said, I'm just having a time. George Street, having a time. Brenda, having a time. Bingo, having a time. House arrest.
Not so much a time.
We're still having a time.
Yeah.
No luck. That's my story. What are you at? Like Danny Williams, I'm putting Newfoundland on the map.
And Labrador.
And Labrador.
Yeah. 842. Pinder, Rhett, Boomer, Donnie Dumphy, the Heckler.
It's a good crew.
A desk. You just never know. What you want to talk about coming up, 960, 960 on your mobile phone. Sports at 960, The Fan.
Get in on the conversation now. Text the show at 960-960. Boomer in the morning. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Tonight, we got playoff hockey for you. It's the Calgary Hitmen in Cranbrook to take on the Kootenay Ice. They win in overtime in Game 2, evening things up at a game apiece. Game 3 tonight, Game 4 tomorrow. We will have both of them. We'll go with 6 o'clock pregame tonight and 7 bells from the Cranbrook Convention Center.
Yay! Some sort of a bank building.
It's the Cranbrook
Community Memorial Veterans.
Something like that. Our text line is 960-960. You can get to it by way of your mobile phone. Questions, thoughts, if we've neglected something, by all means, you can send it through. We will get it and then talk about it during what you want to talk about, which we'll do right now on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. On
your AM.
On your
AM.
60. Talk about.
Talk about.
Talk about.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Save thousands on over 300 new vehicles at the Fleet Cancellation Special Purchase Event. You could win a $15,000 car of cash. Shop or geoshops. VarsityChrysler.com.
We'll start. Mailing it in the last 20 minutes, boys? Well, no, it's more like 30, frankly. Where was this one here?
I want to hear the Dumphys. That's.
Yeah, I think because we were playing Donnie Dumphy.
It is. Well, tied right into the story, though.
Sure did.
Well,
here's some advanced stats. You guys wasted 25% of my drive to work with crappy music. I hope that's not sustainable. I take issue with that. It's that not is not crappy music.
I concur. It was crap.
But you know nothing about anything.
I know lots. about a little.
Folks, my mom.
First thing I bought was a case of beer and a rubber. I was born in the cabin, the boys were two. Looking at each other, sure I die, ain't you? There's nothing like.
Would you prefer out for a rip?
I wouldn't even enjoy this if I was loaded.
We should go for a rip. That's not a.
You prefer out? Would you prefer out for a rip?
Out for a rip, are you, Rhett?
Chilling up here, sipping syrup, playing hockey. Before we learn to walk, we can cross-check properly. Just rocking plaid jackets. Chainsaws, we operate them. A-rate we do, bud. We cut our weight in firewood. Every 20 minutes or so. And if the Leafs make the playoffs, I'll jump in the lake. Buddy comes over to my place the other night. And he's like, you want to go for a rip? And I was like, f***ing ready. So we hop in the truck and hit the mud. And I was like, oh, yeah, bud. Just out for a rip, are you, bud? Just out for a rip. Just out for a rip, are you, bud? Just out for a rip.
Boomer, you're not old. You're just really, really, really out of shape.
Those aren't mutually exclusive, mm-hmm. just for the record. You can be both.
Figure it out, boys.
When you probably live as unhealthy as Dean does, I guess that happens.
Figure it out, boys.
I have never seen a radio show where the guys take more time off than this one. Like Mulberg, Warner, like, do these guys ever work?
Oh. That's my point exactly.
I think that's really dumb thinking, Dean.
Friedman.
Rhett Warner, he's fit.
I forgot about that one.
What is my name?
Shout out to the Nanton Palominos for winning the provincial senior AA championship on the weekend.
Who'd they take down?
I don't know. We gotta find out. They would have texted in yesterday, but Rhett, you know how small town teams party. Takes a couple days. Get back on track. Hey, Boomer.
Just out for a rip, are you, bud?
Just out for
out
a rip.
Out for a rip? Hey, bud. Hey, Boomer, were your eyes getting weary and your back getting tight as you were moving the desk? Yes, my back was getting
very
weary.
Tight,
yeah,
that's
great.
That makes sense.
Better be
my eyes are getting weary. My back is getting tight. I'm sitting here in traffic on the Queensboro Bridge.
Yeah, that's not accurate.
All right.
Sequel coming out in that movie, too, the Malcolm.
What is the idea?
I don't care, because all I want to do.
There's only 14.
Just cash my check and drive right home to you.
Nant won, but there's four teams in the league.
Is that right? In the provincial senior AA league?
Like,
wait, is that the Chinook league?
Does Rimby have a team?
No. Fort Mac, Pagan, and I can't say it.
Maybe all my life I will be driving home to you.
Friggin' DeForest. What did you eat last night at Boston Pizza?
None of your business.
All right.
Spicy.
Gents, I would like...
Chicken fingers and cactus chips.
What is a cactus chip?
Oh, it's
so good. So good.
That's it? Oh, just a descriptive word? That's
so good.
Tell me?
That's all you need to know.
Well, it's a chip and dip, basically. Hmm. And I can't turn down a good chip. Chip Nami. That's what they call me. I'm a Chip Nami.
Gents, I would like to know why the station announces where the radar traps are. This is a slap in the face to the first responders who are trying to catch speeders. I do not condone speeding. However, if you continue to inform speeders of where the radar traps are, then they will never experience the consequence of their action. Perhaps a $100 or $200 to $200 kick in the pants will be the consequence some people need to learn to slow down.
Isn't the idea to make them slow down? Maybe the warning.
Yeah.
They're slowing slow down. Put the cop in the school zone. We tell people, you're not speeding through there. Mission accomplished, dum-dum.
And you, sir, are the most unfun dullard I've ever heard of in my life.
Next.
Did you? So this is the guy who tattled on kids when they did.
Oh, yeah.
He
Jimmy
was
passed a note.
And for what it's worth, buddy, we don't announce where the radar traps are.
I've never
Can't think of the last time we did that.
3 minutes ago in traffic.
Fantastic show today. Fantastic conversations. Fantastic topics. Fantastic hopes, hosts. If you could describe your word, your show in a word, it would be.
That sounds fantastic. Don't use that lightly. Fantastic. Fantastic. Fantastic.
100 songs from the year, and it's voted by the public.
The public.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Your five-day weather forecast. Tell me it's going to be fantastic for Saturday.
Look out over the mountains, and it's just beautiful up there.
Fantastic. That sounds fantastic.
Hey, Pinder, what's happening in the nine to 10 hour? No baseball, man.
No baseball tap today. We're going to talk some Hitman hockey as we've got Kootenay hosting game 3 and 4 tonight and tomorrow, both games on the Mighty 960. And we'll look at Frozen Four college free agent stuff from south of the border. What's up, Brett?
Is that also on the tube?
Sportsnet has Brandon and Edmonton tonight. Sportsnet West, 8 o'clock. That's the station that we like to talk about what's on the air.
If people don't like how we roll, then turn the dial. Killing it, boys. That's right. Little Donnie Dumphy.
Yeah.
Go out for a rip. That Trans Am tape deck trash music, stop. You're not getting Donnie Dumphy on 8-track.
Here's a good text. Did that idiot that just texted in call the photo radar jockey a first responder? Have you seen the guys that sit in that vehicle? They got a clipboard. They're just basically checking a box. Come on.
I feel bad for going after that guy now.
Why?
Well, I mean, jeez.
You can have that opinion,
but come on.
Is this the forum for it? Like, go write the Herald.
We really shouldn't be telling people. Really? Loosen up, bud.
Well, what if that guy's late for work? It's risk of, not that he should be speeding or be late, but what if he gets the...
Loosen up there, bud.
What if he gets the $200 ticket and his kids can't eat? Think of that.
If he's out for a
rip. Just out for a rip, are you, bud?
Natton beat Daysland North Star 6-5. Well, now I can sleep at night.
I didn't know that Daysland enough people to field a team. That's impressive.
Everyone was in. They all bought in, the whole town.
Let's talk about a 400 big block. Ooh. That 77's got the 400 in it. Yep. No.
You know what? I'm not supporting you anymore because you're too chicken to...
To what?
Go out and do it.
There's the thing of
I'm
having
to walk on the fence about the flame. Are you in? Right on the fence. Car. Oh, I got to have this car. It's going to be the greatest. Oh, car. Wimp out again. I know you got cut, but grow a set.
Jesus. That's harsh.
Well,
on a few levels.
Boomer,
if Peter Labardius had to move a heavy desk and started sweating uncontrollably, when he was done, how do you think he would smell?
I smell terrific.
This from the fan feedback line.
One word. Look out.
A shout out to me for crushing 3 brekkie sandos, 3 hash brown, and 3 donuts. You're welcome.
3 donuts too?
Wow.
Oh.
So did you get 3 cups of coffee with that, or did you just arbitrarily get like 3?
Clean it up.
You've done that. That
fat, fat, and fat.
Remember, you walked into that old studio more than once with 3 breakfast combos
for
yourself.
Not 3 donuts. That's what took it over the top.
You're right. Those, I apologize.
What are those Cheeto-y things?
Cheetos.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this combination of distance running and mauling donuts? They have this race once a year in the States. You've got to take down a 12-pack of Krispy Kremes and run like 10K.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Grucifying.
That is a little grucifying,
isn't Rhett, it? Please for once stand up for yourself. Don't be the fat man's punching bag all the time. Like, I'm the fat man. Apparently, I beat you up all the
Clearly
time.
Clearly, I'm the punching
bag. After I just took us... But no, it's the fat man's punching bag. You're not the fat man.
There's I am the punching bag, and he's red. Guy's got it all wrong.
Yeah, sir. That's fine. Whatever you say will not hurt my feelings.
Well,
I get home and...
Mope around and look at it online and...
Did you get a vodka beep while you were at BP's?
No, but no? Actually, I'd like to find one of those. That
vodka
sounds
beep?
Delicious.
One more, Jay.
I love it.
Give vodka beep?
Vodka
yes!
beep?
Vodka beep?
Yeah. now a lot of people really texting in, going after Speed Trap guy.
Yes.
Speed Trap Tattle Taylor.
So would you say they're on our side?
Oh, or? They're totally on our side.
Okay. People slow down when they know they're there. Isn't that the whole point of the exercise?
Tell that guy to fire his phone out the window. That is kind of our thing. Have you heard Rafa Diaz on the Honda commercial with Josh Juris?
It's good.
Jeez.
Is that German? Is that Swiss language? Is that French? Or
it's
Austrian?
Like Patrick Waugh. He just doesn't know.
Yeah, French. Remember he had troubles with that phone? Jeez.
Oh, I just got a text. This is from Brian, the guy I bought the desk off of.
Yeah.
He says, for what it's worth, you weren't sweating that much moving the desk.
How many layers of clothes, though?
A golf shirt. It's very hot.
I was not very happy. No. The ducks, they are a bunch of tugs.
What is this? Tell that guy to shut it. Yeah, people are really on board now. Really going after.
Give out his number.
Yeah.
Oh, that would really get her going.
FR03. Donnie Dunphy is my hero. Boomer, you're not in yet for the Flames. What are you, out of your nuts?
Good question.
Look, you all should. Here's the thing. I don't go
in. Are you out of your nuts?
Yeah, you nuts. I don't. What they need to do, though, Jay, is the Flames, in order to get in, they need to keep their metal to the pedal,
right? They put the metal to the pedal.
That's what they need to do. But you know what would happen. The day.
I had a crew cut almost bald.
The day.
That's why, for me, it's worth it no matter what. They either do get in, which is great, or you've ruined it. I got the gout.
Because if I come in now and they miss.
Oh.
You're going to get
leave
it.
Town.
They're going
my
to,
gums bleed.
They'll be marching down the street.
Look
like they were
for
Homer
Jets.
In that Simpsons episode.
You've saved the Jets season. Four and a half win total for the Jets, and they've seven since then.
That's right.
And tomorrow, I'm going to tell you some more stories.
But what?
Right in the universe of the world, Toronto, Ontario.
One more? Just
I never saw one fat Russian guy.
That's what you want to talk about on your Tuesday morning.
What you'll want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Save thousands on over 300 new vehicles at the Fleet Cancellation Special Purchase Event. You could win a $15,000 car of cash. Shop or GeoShops. VarsityChrysler.com.
Did you guys hear, apparently the beep juice is making a comeback and is going to be distributed in stores? I heard something about this. I don't know if it's... I cannot verify it. Cannot confirm or deny.
We gotta
get
them on board.
How wonderful it would be. What a gift to us all if we could all sit around and have some vodka beeps.
To celebrate.
It'd be terrific.
It's the only way to do it right.
What do you got coming up here, Mr. Pinder?
Chris Peters from CBS Sports. He's their NHL guy, but knows college free agents inside and out. We'll get a little more feedback on Kenny Morrison, who the Flames signed.
Right.
Frozen Four update. What about the Providence kids? Is John Gillies going to sign? And then we'll follow that with the North of the Border postseason, Major Junior style. We'll get you an update on what's going on in the O, the Q, All Flames prospects, and of course, Hitman Ice tonight.
All right, there you go. That's coming up in the next 60 minutes. Right now, 902, Sports at 960, The Fan.